Greetings and blessings, dear friends. Psalm 91 talks about a person, Yoshev Beseter Elyon, who sits in the refuge of the Most High. Such a person, it says, is protected from all danger. Rak be'enecha tabit, all they have to do is peer with their eyes, v'shilu mat rishaim tir'eh, and the retribution of the wicked they will see. So it sounds like it's saying that when you take refuge in the divine, then you'll see anyone who does you harm be punished. But the words for retribution of the wicked, v'shilu mat rishaim, implies something much deeper. The root of retribution is shin lamed mem, the same as shalom, peace, as well as shalem, wholeness. In other words, it's not talking about punishing your tormentors, but coming into harmony with them. And how do you do that? Rak be'enecha tabit, only peer with your eyes. In other words, when you only see, meaning when you stick to just being aware of the rishayim, meaning the things that disturb you, rather than reacting, rather than judging, rather than trying to push or pull anything in any direction, then shilu mat rishayim tir'eh, the seeing, meaning the perceiving itself, creates a sense of shalem, a sense of wholeness and of peace. This is because the more you perceive, the more you simply be in your perceiving, the more you can sense yourself as that perceiving rather than as the reacting and the judging. And that perceiving, that deeper awareness, is always already at peace. It's always already whole because perception is nothing but an open space. Simply knowing and connecting with the experience of this moment right now. So how do you cultivate this simple awareness? There's a wonderful hint in this week's Torah reading. In Parshat Behalotcha, it says, Behalotcha et hanerot, when you kindle the flames, el mul pene ha-menorah ya'iru shivat hanerot, toward the face of the menorah, the seven fires shall cast their light. Now, when the Kohanim would kindle the flames of the menorah, most likely they didn't create the fire by rubbing sticks together. Rather, they had some fire already from which they would light the lamps, so that the act of lighting would be almost effortless. Once you have some flame, it's not difficult to ignite another flame. Similarly, if you want to become present, it's almost effortless, because your awareness that connects with the simple reality of this moment is already here. All you need is the intention of becoming present, and miraculously it happens almost by itself. Beha'alotcha et hanerot, to light the fire of awareness, just ask yourself, what's present? And then you can begin to notice. Are there sounds that you're perceiving? Are there sensations? Are there feelings? Emotions, thoughts. It's all very simple because with presence, you're not doing anything about anything. You're just staying in the noticing. And when you do that, there's this wonderful paradox. On one hand, this temple of your own body comes into the foreground. Your own breathing, ordinarily often taken for granted, becomes the central event. Your body is like the menorah. Just as the menorah supports the fire, so your body is the basis for your consciousness. And when you become present, the lamps of awareness are all facing into your body. On the other hand, just as the light that shines on the menorah isn't confined to the menorah, but shines without limit or border, so too your awareness isn't confined to your body at all, but rather it's an open field, vast, spacious, and without border or limit. So as you notice what is present right now, see if you can also notice the vastness that is doing the noticing. The light of awareness, el mul pene ha-menorah ya'iru, shining on the menorah of your own body and beyond. And yet, as simple as presence is, the forces that pull us away from presence can be very powerful. Thankfully, we have not one, but seven lamps, Shivat HaNerot, to help us. These are, of course, the seven Sfirot of the Kabbalah, which correspond to the 7 weeks of the Omer period that just ended with Shavuot. Chesed, loving-kindness, Gevura, strength, Tiferet, beauty or harmony, Netzach, persistence, Hod, gratitude and humility, Yesod, foundation, and Malchut, kingdom. We can use each of these Sfirot as Kavanot, or affirmations of presence, and when you do all of them together in sequence, their effect together is very, very deep. Let's try it now. So bringing your right hand to your heart for chesed, loving kindness, and please repeat after me. I offer my awareness. Now left hand on your belly for gevura, strength, and say, to the temple of this body. Now touch your right hand to your forehead for tiferet, harmony, and say, arising in the open space of awareness. And bringing your right hand palm up to your right thigh for netzach, persistence, and say, returning again and again to presence. And bring your left hand palm up to your left thigh for hod, gratitude, and say, giving thanks for this constant opportunity to return. And bringing your palms together over your heart for yesod, the foundation of living presence, and say, expressing this presence in loving words and actions. And finally, opening your hands, palms up for Malchut, the kingdom of reality, and say, trusting the way everything is unfolding. Amen. And chanting from the Parsha, Ya'iru, which means they shine. They shine, referring to the 7 Sfirot. So as we chant Ya'iru, perceptualizing the 7 lights shining in your body. Ya'iru, 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 Ya'iru. And coming to silence, chanting Ya'iru silently in your mind for about 7 minutes. When your mind wanders, you simply return to the chant Ya'iru, letting it vibrate in your mind. And we'll sit quietly for 7 minutes. And closing with the three portals of presence, right hand on your heart, offering your attention to this moment with the word Lecha for you, breathing in. Lecha. And bringing your left hand to your belly. Letting your awareness flow into your body and resting on the flow of your breathing with Na'aseh, we will do, meaning we will bring our presence more intensely into the body. Breathing in. Na'aseh. And bringing right hand to touch your forehead, becoming aware of the open space of awareness. With Venishma, we will hear. Breathing in. Venishma. Atahu, atahu. Until next time.